It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The international community is stepping up pressure on Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to step down. The U.S. said yesterday it was freezing $30 billion in Libyan assets and was moving warships closer to Libya. The European Union has approved new sanctions, including an arms embargo, but Gaddafi has remained defiant. And he was also confident enough to give his first interview since the uprising against him began nearly 2 weeks ago, an uprising he denies is underway.
No, no one against us. Against me for what? Because I am not president. They love me, all my people with me. They love me all.
But if they do love
they will die to protect me and my people.
That's Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi being interviewed by a trio of Western journalists yesterday, including Marie Colvin of the Sunday Times of London. She joined us by phone from Tripoli. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, where did you meet Colonel Gaddafi? Apparently, I mean, it sounds like a bit of an odd place.
It was very strange. It was a fish restaurant, believe it or not. The fish restaurant was closed. But it was on the Corniche in Libya. Very unusual. I've interviewed him several times before, and it's always been in a bunker or an enclosed and heavily guarded space. So, A, it was very strange in this time when he's under threat in such an unguarded location, and it had huge windows looking out at Tripoli Harbor. But I think that was probably the point. You know, as you know, there have been rumors, reports that Gaddafi has left Tripoli for Venezuela or elsewhere. So I think he wanted a recognizable vista in the background. It was saying, I am still leading the country. So the theater was there.
It sounds a bit like theater of the absurd.
It was very Gaddafi. Some of the answers bordered on the absurd. When we asked him about the fact that half of his country was under control of rebels, and he denied that there were any demonstrations at all in the country. And we all have seen demonstrations against Gaddafi every single day, but he was completely insistent that there were absolutely no demonstrations against him. He was beloved.
Did Gaddafi respond to the sanctions and other punitive measures being imposed by the international community, the sense that the international community is sort of closing in on him somewhat?
He just said that he was not worried by the sanctions of the international community. He was angered by them. He thought they were unfair and brought up the fact that sanctions had not been imposed, for example, on Russia, when Russia was killing far more people than are allegedly have been killed here in Chechnya. He laughed quite a bit during the interview and was very relaxed. I thought real emotion showed when he said he felt betrayed by Obama and betrayed by other international leaders with whom he'd had a rapprochement since he'd given up his weapons of mass destruction after the Iraq War and had paid the victims of Lockerbie. And in fact said to me he thought Obama was, he was a good young man and had supported Obama's international policies. He praised Obama for having different policies from Bush and not using American soldiers as international police.
Given what he said yesterday in this interview that you had, how is he likely to approach the crisis in the coming days, do you think?
That is a question he just ducked every single time, that the people would be with him, that he would be fighting with the masses. Gaddafi has completely surrounded Tripoli with some of the few well-trained troops in Libya, led by his son, Khamis. So you have a standoff here. I think Tripoli has become the focus. The only way Gaddafi will fall is if Tripoli is liberated, and right now that has to come from within. This could go on for weeks, or it could end in 3 days. It's really hard to tell.
Marie Colvin is the foreign affairs correspondent for the Sunday Times of London. Yesterday, she interviewed the Libyan leader, Muammar Gaddafi, in Tripoli.